Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Hunter New England Health is reminding locals to book in their second dose of vaccinations as the state looks towards its Freedom Day. Chief Health Officer Dr. Dave Durheim believes when restrictions ease, there will be a drastic increase in cases throughout the region and residents need to be prepared. It follows after another high day of recorded cases throughout the Hunter, with 83 reported, including three in the Upper Hunter. It included two in Muswellbrook and one in Singleton. Dr. David Durheim says now is not the time to hesitate and to start taking vaccinations seriously.
But what we can expect to see is a big increase in the number of cases. It's wonderful to see so many people have had their first dose in the Hunter New England region. But now it's time to roll up that sleeve, and if you're due for your second dose, don't hesitate. First dose only provides about 30% protection. We need that second dose, and we need our immune systems primed with that second dose to be really protected.
There are fears Upper Hunter residents could be left behind as a new roadmap was announced that allows further freedoms to double vaccinated individuals. The New South Wales Premier, Dominic Perrottet, announced the new reopening plans, which included metropolitan areas freely travelling to the regions once a statewide 80% rate is achieved. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell has confirmed regional towns like those in the Upper Hunter, which are trailing behind in the state vaccination rates, were taken into consideration during these decisions. He says his team was vocal about making sure Sydneysiders can't visit until there was certainty the communities were protected.
We've been united in that voice, and that's why we got the change between the 70 and 80%, basically meaning that people in Sydney can't freely travel out to the regions until the whole state hits 80%. On the original roadmap, it was happening at 70%, and we got that changed. So that provides that extra bit of protection that we need in the regions just to make sure that we're ready for when we have to live with COVID.
And a train came to a halt in Singleton today after a fire was spotted on the vehicle. Emergency services were called after midday to Liddell when the train driver noticed flames coming out of the exhaust pipe. After an investigation into the engine and surrounding circumstances, the train was given the all clear and the RFS who attended had returned back to their stations.